Hey everybody, I'm Tony. Welcome to Finding Subjects Podcast. Each week I head out with my camera, find a subject to photograph, person, place, or thing, it doesn't matter, then interview or discuss that subject, and then share it all with you right here on Finding Subjects Podcast. Hey, how you doing? This is Tony. Welcome to Finding Subjects. How interesting the human mind is. I want to give you a little story quickly. And it's just, I'm bringing it up because how powerful the human mind truly is and how sometimes it works against us. So the question I have for you today is, have you ever had something from your past that has taken place and it's something you really couldn't get over? Or if you did get over it, you know, it's just in one of those really embarrassing situations or a situation that you just really don't care to remember at all, right? And you think that time itself puts these walls up, decades old walls that keep you from that memory and that feeling of whatever it was, anxiety, embarrassment, just a situation that it's not really your fault how it happened, but you had lived it. And it kind of defined you back in the day where you were just embarrassed by it and you just couldn't wait for 10 years to come by and put it away, right? So we all have those situations. A lot of us don't talk about it, but here we talk about everything, right? So I run into this guy the other day in my condo association, my condo building here, and it's huge. There's a lot of people who live here. But this guy, I realize he's from the neighborhood, right? He's from my neighborhood, but he's about 8 years older than me. And his buddy, who also lives here, he's from my hometown as well. So I get to talking to this guy, and he's like, yeah, you know, he said he thinks he coached you in football back when you were a little kid. And I'm like, I just laughed because that wasn't always a good situation for me. And that was, for me, one of those situations where you want to put walls up. You want to put many walls up from that experience. And here's the reason why. We went by a weight system. And the weight system, I don't know, maybe it was like 85 pounders, 95 pounders, 110 or 115, something like that, with 120, 125s. And you got slotted in there based on your weight. And I was a bigger kid. I was one of the bigger kids in the people that I hung out with until they all surpassed me by leaps and bounds. So when you're going out for the football team, they divvied me out. Oh, bigger guy. Let's put him up at the 125s. Well, all my friends are playing down on the 95s. And that's also, it was kind of like an age correlation as well. And I'm trying to think, one of those really important things that I'm staying awake about in the middle of the night. How old was I? I don't know, what were we? 12, 13, 14 years old, something like that, right? And here I'm playing on a team that these kids were years older than me. You know, now, when you're in your preteens and your teens, 4 years old in development or 3 years older is huge. It's enormous. We talk about this. There's a really good book called Outliers, and it talks about people who make a hockey and the perfect birth date, it seems, for people who truly excel at ice hockey in their age groups. And it was like, I think it's the birthdays between January and March, something around that, because they kind of have an edge on development over other kids that are in their age group, right? So anyway, what that kind of signifies is just a year makes a huge difference, let alone 2-3 years. So they put me up with these guys that, again, probably 2-3 years older than me. And I was basically a raw hamburger in a tiger's den. I just got my butt kicked up and down the field all day long until the point where the last thing I remember was one of the coaches standing on my head, you know, on my helmet, pinning me to the ground. And, you know, it kind of angered me to the point, look, I physically just could not hang and I left. And I don't quit things in my life. That's one of those things that I quit. And I just can't stand quitting anything. Quitting's not even in my vocabulary, but yet I quit that. And maybe that's truly what it is that bothers me so much about that memory. Now, it's great, and I'm not going to say I wish that never happened. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it happened because it helped me to realize when you grow in life how not to be a leader and how not to be a coach. And then even when I did get into coaching ice hockey, it kind of helped then, where I understood this is much more than a game here. It's much more than just coaching a bunch of young minds to how to play the game of hockey. It's about not quitting. It's about facing adversity and continuing to battle through and fight through it no matter what. And I'm lying there last night. Again, I started listening to some podcasts, and I was listening to Spittin' Chicklets, which is a hockey podcast. I get a kick out of that every once in a while. And then I actually was listening to Raul Ries, which is he's a Christian minister. I listened to him. I needed some guidance, man, how to approach this. And I'm sitting there thinking, what is my deal, man? Like, what is my problem? Why am I letting something that happened decades ago, 3 decades, 4 decades, easily bother me right now? What's it matter? What it matters to me is that what I realized, that's a battle that exists in my mind only. And we open that battle up every once in a while and we replay that battle. And man, what a waste of time, right? So when I finally got to sleep and woke up this morning, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna talk about that today. I'm going to do a quick podcast about that. And the deal is, you got to learn from those types of things. You got to learn from that life event. It doesn't exist anywhere. It's a gone moment. It's gone. But I learned from it. It doesn't matter anything right now. It's now. I learned from that. And what I learned is how not to lead. How to encourage people, young minds. And then also to look at a situation. Why is this not working? It's not working because it's set up to fail. And it was set up to fail for me. I didn't have a chance even before I got into that. Think about that. That's like, you know, going fighting, you know, if you're 12 or 13 years old, fighting a 16-year-old or 15-year-old or however old the age is. It's a huge, significant difference. And I didn't have a chance. And I held that close to my heart the entire time up until maybe last night, where I was like, man, I quit that. I didn't quit that. That situation quit me before I even started. And that's how we got to really sit back and look at life and look at these things that happened in our life. And even if you did quit something, so what? It's not who you are now. It doesn't define who you are. It should not define who you are. We change. Everything is in constant flux in life. We're constantly changing. And it's just crazy when I sit here and think, I let that bother me? Because it was big back then. Because when you're a little kid, you're a young kid, you know, reputation's everything, especially if you grow up in a town like I did. You know, it was all about toughness. It was all about fitting in. And, you know, being one of the boys and hanging out with my friends, you don't want to do anything embarrassing. You don't want them to be embarrassed to you. You want them to like you. You want everybody to like you, right? But just interesting how that happened. And I start talking to this guy. Didn't he coach you? Oh, yeah, he coached me. Coached me right off that field. I didn't have a chance. So it's funny, the passion that I had later on in life when I partook in different sports, how intense I was. And I think, you know, how I talked about we replay those battles. And I think I was replaying those battles every time I hit the ice or whatever I played, whatever sport I was in. Every single time I got back into the competitive mode, the ability to compete, even if it was me throwing on my headphones and putting Metallica on and trying to knock that 15-mile bike course out within an hour through an urban setting, all those little battles that I set up for myself, it was all about that. It was all about that combating that situation where you had no control over, you know, and how you had to win it. And funny, man, when I sit back and I think about that, I want it a million times over. There's things that happen in our life that we are just not in control of. And listen, you can't go to war with yourself. I've said it so many times before in this podcast that you got to look in the mirror and you really got to learn to like the person who's looking back at you. That's all you got. You know, we are put on this earth. I'll get into my spirituality right now. By God, given gifts, given talents. And I don't mean, when I say talent and gifts, I don't mean, you know, literally a talent and a gift like it comes in a package or, I can juggle. These gifts could be understanding and empathy and the ability to network or the ability to just be a leader or ability to be a communicator. And when we have to embrace these gifts and these talents that we are given by God to go through life and to make a positive difference. At least that is my mantra. That's how I hold myself accountable. So, you know, learned a lot about myself at 3 o'clock in the morning last night, that how ridiculous it is that we hold on to things and beat ourselves up on things that most of the time, it's not even our fault, right? So feeling good in that aspect, man, that I really sat down and analyzed and looked at it from a different perspective that, you know what? Would I have ever coached kids that way? If I got a kid that's just absolutely getting eaten alive out on the ice, am I just going to abandon that kid and say, you know, yeah, you just quit, dude. Just leave. There's the locker room right there. No way. We'd have a talk. We'd find out a way. We'd find out what's going on. And on top of that, you know, I had influence over the JV team. I was the coach of the varsity team. If I saw a kid on JV and said, that kid needs to be up here playing, we could have done that. But there's a lot for that as well. Is he ready? Not only physically, but is he ready mentally to be up here? And then once they come up, they play X amount of games, then they're locked into the varsity schedule. So a lot to think about, but a little bit of a different scenario again. But yeah, really interesting to run into a coach from that situation, from that scenario that had bothered me for so many years that really, it didn't define me in a way, but in a way it did. And it made me much more competitive and always to fight that invisible battle of that situation for so many years. It's funny the things that we hang on with, right? Unbelievable. So, you know, yeah, we just got to cut ourselves breaks. We just really do have to understand that not all the things that happen to us in our lives are our fault. We can't take responsibility for all of those. We just have to kind of sit back and step back and really analyze them. I think that's the first time I really sat back and analyzed that situation, which was last night, just like, you know, instead of just, oh man, that was horrible. Oh, yeah, I'm not talking about that. Like, didn't have a chance, dude. Cut yourself a break. Anyway, that's a quick one for this week. And you know what? I'll do another one in a couple of days, you know what I mean? Because this was so quick, but it's just about, you know, growth for us, right? Not only spiritually, but mentally and, you know, just doing better for ourselves, not beating ourselves up. Also started eating well again, you know, just watching what I'm putting in my body. It was funny. I was watching some Formula One racing on television. And everything's the best. All the technology, it's the engineering, just fantastic, right? Just amazing. Do you think they're putting any muddy water inside those engines to run? No. You know, our bodies are these miracle machines, and then we'll fill them with junk. We'll fill them with fattening food, expect them to run like a Formula One race car, expecting us to look like a Formula One race car. It doesn't work that way. We have to be accountable for the food that we put in our bodies, and in turn, that will help us be better and healthier. Kind of went off on a little tangent on that today, but we'll talk about that more in the future. It's just about the whole concept of today's conversation is about taking care of ourselves mentally and physically as well. It's all starting at the same place, caring for ourselves and not beating ourselves up. Got it? You got it, Tony? It's a big one for myself today. Just a reminder to myself, dude, be the best you that you can be. Above average. Strive for above average, folks. That's it. I'll talk to you soon, hopefully again this week. In the meantime, I'm in bed, not watching any TV, doing a lot of thinking. All right, man. I'll catch you later. See you. Take care. Bye. So that's all I got for today. Hopefully that made some sense to you. Hopefully it's worthy of your time. Thank you so much for listening again. Please tune in to Finding Subjects Podcast on Instagram. Finding Subjects Podcast on Facebook. You can always see a picture there, but Instagram's where it's at for me. I'm always putting a post up, picture. And if you want to contact me, findingsubjects@yahoo.com. Thank you very much for listening. This is Tony. We really appreciate you being here. That's it. I'll talk to you next week. Take care of yourself, and don't forget where you came from. See you. Have a great one. Bye.